big news from the Raptors is that they decided to fire Dwayne Casey earlier today. And here is the president of the Raptors, Masai Ujiri. Masai, obviously, this isn't the kind of call you want to be making, I'm assuming anyway. Take us through this decision. Why did you feel like you had to make this move today?
It's a tough day for us, you know. Casey was obviously like very dear to us in every way in this organization, and we celebrate him. Right after the season, we just began to evaluate everything, and we're always evaluating, you know. The way things ended, you know, accumulated with things from evaluating the whole 5 years, we just felt it was the right time to move on.
Just curious about the timing. On Wednesday, you guys had news conferences. Why did those take place, and why wasn't the firing done before that?
Because, you know, a decision hadn't been made. I have to go through the whole process of thinking it through, talking to a lot of people in our organization, and the way I go through the process, and having tons of meetings with Dwayne Casey. Customary is we do the end of season press conferences, you know, with me and him. I always want him to have a voice, you know, like to be listened to regardless. No decision had been made at the time. Why was it done now? I've gone through every evaluation that I felt, and I also wanted to take into consideration that there's still a couple jobs open, and I didn't want to take him out of that if that's something that he would look at.
Well, and I think there's a high degree of possibility that that will happen. I mean, this is a guy in Dwayne Casey who just was announced as coach of the year by his peers. We all expect he'll be announced as the coach of the year in June. You had an interesting comment to close your press conference today. You said you believe he deserves to be the coach of the year this year. And that's where I think a lot of the disconnect is coming from. You're saying you thought he was the best coach in the NBA this year, and now you've decided to fire him. I mean, how do we connect the dots? How does this make sense to people?
It makes sense to people that we looked at the time and said, you know, like the last 5 years, and it's time to move on to the next stage of what we're doing. The definition of insanity is you can't continue to do things over and over again, and some change has to come somewhere or the other. And I'm sure the next question will be, why isn't the change our roster? We're going to look at all of that, you know. We're going to look at everything, you know, and we're going to look to continue to grow. Changes with the roster cannot be made, you know, today. I can't trade everybody today or do those kind of moves, and we just continue to grow. But at some point, you know, you just need a change of voice, and change of ideas and the way we approach things, and unfortunately, that's where we've come to, and I don't want this to be a session of what did Casey do or what did Casey not do. Today, we're celebrating the guy, so respectfully, that's the best way I can explain it.
Well, with that said, I was going to ask you, where did he go wrong in the Cavs series? I mean, you get swept in four. Everyone's got to be responsible for that. Everyone's got to hold some sort of responsibility. I mean, when you look back on Dwayne's performance against Cleveland this year, what went wrong?
I don't know if there's any particular moment, but we've taken it, you know, like I said, in the last 5 years, I've looked at it from head to toe, and some of the things were repetitive, and it's the decision that we've come to at this time that we make a change. So we've been swept four times, same team, and at some point, you know, like we have to figure something different. You know, might So that's what we're trying to figure out.
With Masai Ujiri, well, that's where we've been focused on, you know, throughout the week. I look back on this playoff series, and you know, I don't think Dwayne had his best performance, but I most certainly don't think Kyle and DeMar, your two star players, had their best performances either. Specifically, games 2, 3, and 4, where just simply plus minus, you know, their minus numbers were completely off the charts. And this is not something new. When they run into Cleveland or run into the playoffs, they don't perform to the same caliber they do during the regular season. And I'm trying to figure out why. I mean, I'm sure you are too, but based on your evaluation, as you said, why do you think DeMar and Kyle, when it comes to the playoffs and specifically Cleveland, why did they struggle in the playoffs?
I'll continue to evaluate that and assess that. Sometimes we have to figure out, you know, like what positions they were put in, you know, like and continuously try to put things around them. And if it doesn't work, you know, we have to understand value. We have to understand when we can do things with our team.
So you can't give us any specifics on what you've seen out of them in the playoffs?
I think what we've seen out of them is what you can see is what you are saying that you've seen. So we're seeing the same things, and we're going to try to get better. These guys have gotten better, you know, like if I look at the last 5 years, you know, like they've gotten better, but players are not something that you can change overnight. So it doesn't matter what I say to you. I can't go and change them tomorrow, you know, like, but I have to look at it on the overall picture and see how we can make this team better.
Well, in terms of the kids, I mean, a lot of these guys you've brought in that supplied really quality production this year. And in the playoffs, there were some hot streaks and some cold streaks. Guys like Poeltl and Siakam and Fred, if you can sign them, and DeLon Wright and OG Anunoby. How much growth would you expect them to have year over year? How much growth is still left out of those kids and what they can bring to your team?
Well, it's the same question we asked before, you know, like I would honestly ask, did we know, you know, like that they would be the best bench in the NBA, you know, like in the beginning of the season? You would say no, I would say no, you know, like that. So growth is development, growth is practice, growth is hard work, and these guys put the time into it. And for us, we don't put a ceiling, there's no bar. These guys, we set up programs and bring guys with a good work ethic. We try to put a good culture around them where they can progress as players. And that's what we're hoping, that the young guys continue to grow and be better.
With Masai Ujiri, well, I mean, conventional wisdom in pro sports, this doesn't only apply in basketball. A lot of times, you know, teams will go from a softer coach to a more hard-nosed coach, or they feel like they really have to flip the script. Do you have an idea of what you would be looking for in terms of your next coach?
I'm just going to go through the search. You know, I'm going to look at all kinds of options, avenues, and we're not going to put ourselves in just one position. You know, we're going to go through this, go through the right process, and figure out who the best person for this position to take us forward with our team. So we'll look everywhere.
Is it a scenario where you'd get a guy in and you'd say, tell me how you're going to beat LeBron? Like, can you simplify it to that extent? Because that's been your kryptonite for 3 years. LeBron and the Cavs have knocked you guys out 3 years in a row. I mean, can you simplify it like that, or do you have to think bigger than that and more extensively than that?
More extensively, I would think, you know, like how do we win a championship? I think it is how we have to look at it, and you're right, that's the absolute approach to have. After LeBron, there are other great players that we're gonna have to beat. There are other great teams that that we're gonna have to beat. So it's just. For me, I try to focus on us, you know, like, and how are we getting better? What are we doing? How are we growing? You know, like, rather than too much focus on other teams. And I do understand, I'm not stupid, that they're generational players and such players, but I focus on us and how do we get better. There's been progress, you know, and hopefully we can continue to grow.
Well, we've discussed the way the series played out, and you know, game one, we all know it. You guys had that game, and then it got away from you late, and you missed 11 shots down the stretch, and into overtime, we saw what happened. And game two in the second half, LeBron and Kevin Love took off, and the series was effectively over at that point. But if it was a 7-game battle back and forth, and LeBron got you in game seven, he just got you in overtime and put up massive numbers and did what he does. Do you think we'd be having the same conversation today? Would that have affected the way you evaluated your team and specifically Dwayne Casey? How big of a role did the 4-game sweep and the ugliness of it factor into everything?
If that was the case, I wouldn't be talking to you today. We'd be playing on Sunday.
Well, I guess, yeah, you'd still be in the midst of the series. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what I'm asking you is, you know, it was ugly. We all saw it. I mean, how emotional was it for you? You know, and you're right there in the middle of it. You're the guy. You're the president of the team, and
it's disappointing. You know, like I feel I'm like everybody else. You know, like you're going to feel disappointment. You're going to have a letdown, but I must get right back up. You know, I have to be the energy. I have to be the passion. I have to be. I have to see the vision of the team and act on this. There's no time for to feel sorry for myself, to feel sorry for anything. You know, like we have to get up, and we can just keep talking about ifs and if this and if that and if this. You know, sometimes if doesn't work. You know, like I'm in this position. You know, like, and I have to take responsibility and try my best, you know, like to guide us the right way, and I take responsibility for that.
Well, it was an historic regular season, 59 wins, first seed in the East, and you guys ran into Cleveland again, and obviously did not end the way you wanted to. This has been probably the most emotional interview we've done with you, considering, you know, the news of the day, and you made that pretty clear during your press conference earlier. This has been a difficult day for you. So we appreciate you coming on and trying to explain how everything played out. Thank you for doing this.
I appreciate it. You know, like we celebrate Casey, I say it again, and I'm sorry that it's a downer after such an unbelievable year. I don't want to take anything away from the team, the players, the city. When I speak like this, I'm not defending what we're doing. I'm not being defensive. I'm just trying to. I'm defending our city. I'm defending our team. I'm defending what we're trying to do and what I hope and pray the next maybe 5 years can be. I really celebrate Casey and what he's done, because he was a father for us. He was unbelievable, and he's part of how we have grown in this organization. So I'm sorry it's a downer, but hopefully we lift up from here.
Yeah, well put. I think that's what everyone's hoping for. Thank you for doing this, Masai.
Thank you.
Masai Ujiri.